This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood and continue to help you with mechanical issues. And who's sliding up to the microphone? As our good friend in New Mexico likes to call him, the Swami, is going to be joining us. Mark Evans, the one and only ASC certified technician, more than 30 years worth of experience, and has his own car collection as well. And we are concurrently monitoring the actions at Pebble Beach 2018, where they're going to be naming the best of show. Motor Trend is streaming it, and they've got my former boss, Angus McKenzie, as one of the commentators. Angus was a former head of the number one car magazine in England, the number one car magazine in Australia, came over to Motor Trend, was editor-in-chief when I was there, then went on to a fancy-schmancy executive role. Now that it's been sold, he's back to being a writer and is European or international editor. Also joining is Alan Cadney, race car driver and commentator, and Bob Varsa, who does a lot of work on the Velocity Channel. Pretty cool stuff, Mark. Brings back a lot of memories. I've been there probably, you have to stop and think, in the last 3 years. It's even longer for you.
Oh, it's good, good to be with you, Bob. You know, I'm just sitting here drinking a glass of champagne and enjoying the brand new car that I bought down at Pebble. I bought that GTO.
And well,
what really drives my butt, you know, $44 million, I had to pay $4 million in commissions.
I know. That almost...
And the worst thing about all that is that I'm just sitting here trying to figure out where I'm going to put it in my garage. Just kind of sit underneath the that stupid sugar maple tree that has a lot of sap outside.
Other than that, it's a good purchase, yes.
Yeah, you know. Isn't that amazing? The dollar amounts just keep going up. The one dollar amount that blows me away, you and I started going to Pebble, was it, what, 97, 98?
Yeah, and you were there actually before both myself and Alan Taylor, Smith, Barney Jones, Masters, Pocus Pocus, Dominocus,
yeah.
Taylor. I was first there. My first year was 99, but I know you told me stories of doing a very inexpensive broadcast is using telephones and sitting on some beds in the McGuire suite.
Yeah, well, now that you refresh, it was 96 was the first year I went out, and you know, it was quite an honor. I interviewed Barry McGuire on my show here back here in Boise, that was when we first met, and he just, you know, called me later after the show and said, you know, I like the way you interview and everything, and then said, would you like to come out to Pebble Beach? And Bob, I was so green behind the ears at the time. I said, Pebble Beach? I said, well, Barry, I don't really golf a lot.
That's funny.
Says, Mark, it's a car show. I said, I'm there. So, yeah, he was, of course, they always rent the suite there on the main floor, right outside the lodge, there, at like little town homes, you know, and Jay's upstairs there above him, and Leno and everybody, and all the car companies, of course, back then too had the Infiniti and Cadillac and, you know, Lexus and Bentley. They had all their little suites too, of course, and everything, the dinners just provided snacks, everything for everybody. And of course, I was sitting there, and Barry says, well, you know, first, first thing he asked, you know, before he shipped me out there, he says, "Would you do your show out there?" And I said, "Sure." So I ended up, the suite, of course, you know, Bob, this is just it's like a hotel room, nice little hotel, and two beds. And he was sitting on the one bed, and I was sitting on the other bed with telephones all patched back. I was on one station at the time back in Boise, and they patched us in, and two phones in the hotel room. We talked about it because my show aired at 6 o'clock California time, 6 a.m. So
wow.
It was really bright and early, and of course we were the very first ones even on the fairway at the lodge at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I mean, I told Barry, I said, "What we ought to do is go out on the deck here and holler at Jay and wake him up, get him behind the microphone."
And was your show on Saturdays or on Sundays at that point?
Oh, yeah, at that point it was Saturday morning. And then Barry said, "Oh, that's great." And that was before any of the, you know, Kim from JMPR was hired and agencies and stuff was hired to get interviews for us. And so he said, "Well, gosh, Mark," he says, "that was awesome. That was a great hour of fun talking. We gave everybody a taste of Concordia Elegance from Pebble Beach and everything." And well, I got a call like 2 hours later from the station back in Boise, and they said to me, "Mark, you overwhelmed us. These people back here in Boise, they want more of it. They want more of it. So are you willing to do..." Now, Bob, at that time, I had just barely started radio. I was had my repair shop going. You know, I was full blast in... And I, like I told Barry, I says, I was a busy guy. I had Quick Lubes. I had a repair shop going. I had a lot of technicians or employees. I was busy. And he said, "Can you possibly take a week off?" You know, and I said, "You bet." You know, so I took off. And but so here I am now, 2 hours later after the show, which is just like 9:00, 9:30, California time. And they said, "Mark, you're overwhelmed. These folks in Boise, they want more of Pebble Beach." So I ended up, "Would you do more airtime?" And I says, "Well, yeah." Well, for me, that was a home run to be on the air in prime time during Saturday. And then I ended up doing some more Monday stuff live. They asked me to come in the studio Monday morning live. But I ended up, went to Barry. I said, "Hey, Barry, guess what?" And he said, "What?" And he says, "Well, the folks back in Boise want more Pebble Beach." He said, "Well, that's great. You mean tell me you're going to get more live airtime during the day?" I says, "Yeah, like as soon as possible." And I told him I'd line up some interviews. He said, "Consider it done." So he, you know, of course, Barry knows everybody. And next thing I know, I'm talking to... story I'll never forget. We're outside the suite. Of course, outside the suite is two evergreen bushes. The doors open up kind of like French doors opening up to the patio. And that's exactly what it was. Of course, as you know, Bob, the patio. And that's where they set up the umbrellas, the tables, and the food and everything outside. But here I am. They figured it out, and they put a telephone. They got the extensions on the phone line, and they got the telephones on one evergreen over on the other side of the French door, and I'm on the other. One side is Terrell Shelby standing there on the telephone with me on the phone sitting on the evergreen, and I'm on the other evergreen on the other side of the French door, and I'm interviewing Terrell Shelby live from Pebble Beach. And of course, here's these people, you know, coming past, going through us at all times to come in and out of the street, because that was when everything was happening. So here I'm talking to Terrell Shelby. It was fun. And then I had Leno and everybody, you know, Barry really pulled some strings and got a lot of great people on the show again. And that helped me take my show to the next level, because, like I say, Monday morning then, I got called from the 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock prime time folks at John DeWayne and Chris Kelly. They said, "We want you on our show live to tell us more about that," and found out that they were listening to my show. You never know who's listening, you know.
Yeah,
so
very true. But thanks for sharing those memories with us, and you and I and the other gentlemen. Yeah, we're a staple there for quite a number of years, beginning in 1999. We had the McGuire's Broadcasting Network for a few years there. And of course, things changed, and now everything has morphed into video. And that's when Motor Trend is doing this live video stream right now. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about mechanical issues with your car, and we'll talk about Pebble Pebble Beach and new cars, and we'll talk about what's going on as we speak, as the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, the 68th annual, continues right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Mark Evans, ASE certified technician, is with us. He's got over 30 years has experience in fixing vehicles, and he is also a veteran talk show host, filling in along with Motor Mike Wallace from time to time for yours truly. And today we're doing a variety of things. We're talking about Pebble Beach because that's what's happening right now, and I predict that right now Jay Leno is doing the charity portion of the day's events, where they you pay $100 for a ticket for a chance to win a car. You know, it could be something like a new Volvo or a new C-Class Mercedes. It could be a new Chrysler product. You never can tell what they're giving away. And it's $100 a ticket. It's a pricey ticket, but the odds are that great. And Jay does a great job and mixing in a lot of humor, because usually people that win these vehicles that have donated $100 and have gotten the ticket to be in the drawing, they're usually multimillionaires and, you know, would never ever consider driving the car that just won. But that's always a fun portion of the Pebble Beach Sunday, and I think that's why Motor Trend is running a lot of prepackaged stuff right now. Mark?
Yeah, you know, one thing I do remember, I don't know if you remember this, Bob, when, remember, you know, Bruce Meyer, of course, has got a big collection of cars.
And, oh, yeah.
He just donated some money to that charity, that raffle. He didn't really want the car, and he won. He ended up winning, yeah, I think he did that, like two or three years in a row. But do you remember the back in the day, and like I said, back in the 98, 99 years there, to get into Pebble Beach, it was $20. As a public can walk in, and here's my $20 for the ticket, and you walk in, and they, boy, they shut that down real quick, because the, you know, you're talking the 18th fairway, there's not enough room for all the people that paid for the $20 tickets. And I remember Sandra saying to me, she says, Mark, it's going to take us 2 days to count all these $20 bills. I think we should raise the price. What do you think?
Yeah.
Today, I understand.
They have.
Like, yeah, is it like $375, I believe, to get in to the general public? One ticket?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so, Gordon McCall's event at the Quail, which is a Friday event. Remember, it used to be Concorso Italiano on Friday. That's now on Saturdays and seems to have drifted a little bit out of the spotlight. But Gordon McCall's event called The Quail, which includes food and liquor, all for the price of the ticket, and it's a limited number of tickets. Those went for $675 apiece, and I heard they were selling in the scalping realm, in the black market, so to speak, for a grand. So,
Isn't
that amazing?
They only let so many people in. But, you know, one thing I don't know if you shared with the listeners yet about the cars that get invited to Pebble Beach to sit there and park.
So true.
You know, once you show, the rules are, once you show your car, once you get invited to bring your car, you have to be invited, because, again, there's only so many classes and so much green grass to park on. Once you're invited to bring a car, then that you only get to take your car there once in its lifetime. And that's something that gives your car the honor. You know, your I guess we could call it the DNA of your car, or the family tree of the car. If you've got that on your family DNA list on your car, then your car's value almost pretty much doubles in price, because you can tell them, it shows that it's been a Pebble Beach. And, you know, Bob, I've got that 1916 Chevrolet unrestored, and it runs. It's a baby grand. And it's in great shape. You know, the paint, it's unrestored, so the paint's black, the original 1916 paint, black. The convertible top is still there, you know, but you don't dare drive it fast, because you don't want the top to come off and turn into dust. I have been literally, this to let our listeners know how hard it is, I've been trying to get that on the field for 8 years. And,
yes, in the preservation class.
Yes, and I mean 8 years, and it takes you know, that's what I'm saying there. I'm in Boise. It takes time and money just to put it that car in and close Jeopardy, to go down there, park it, pay all the fees. You know, I have to eat and all that. It takes a lot of money just to do that, but it still has not been invited yet. So, and it's not, it's the first year of electric option. So in 1916, Chevrolet, they called it the Baby Grand. That was the very first year for electric option. And that's what's kind of very, very rare on that car. And that's why I want to share it with the people. And that's the reason why I've been trying to get it there, to say, you know, look at this. This is the very first year. What do you get for electric option for $178 back in 1916? I mean, that's probably in today's, you know, how much is $178 in 1916? I mean, that's... what, $170,000 a day? Maybe, I don't know. But
I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah. What did you get for $178? And you get the Baby Grand that has the electric option. You get a electric starter that turns into the generator once it starts. You get two headlights, and you get a horn.
And that was big stuff for 1916. Those were huge improvements,
and what's amazing, I gotta share this with everybody, I don't know if I've ever shared it with you or either too, but this car came to me through a radio listener back when I had my Auto Talk program here in Boise going on. This gentleman listened to me, and he was in New York, and that's how I found the car. It came to me, actually. So you know, it's one thing I've got to tip my hat to is Jay Leno, because cars do come to him. He does have money, and he buys them, and he stores them, and puts them in, and keeps them in a nice garage. I mean, my gosh, his garage is nicer than a lot of people's homes, you know?
Yes, of
and
course.
So he's keeping cars alive, and he's got mechanics, and he's, of course, I don't know if you ever shared this, you know, he and McKeel Haggerty, they the McPherson College, they donate a lot of money to the automotive program there at that college to keep teaching, you know, young people how to fix cars, because...
Yeah, restoration.
That's one thing that I see. I'm finding out in my old age here and doing repair work, I'm finding out that a lot of older cars are coming to me today because all these young kids have no clue. All they know is how to plug in the electronics, and because the engine light's on, and they're very expensive. I'm not saying they're dumb. I'm saying they're very smart kids. But they're spending a lot of money, and the shops spend a lot of money with big time electric equipment for the electric equipment to tell the technician what's wrong. And so it's not, you don't use your ears anymore to try to fix a car. You know, you use them.
Very true. Very true. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. More as we talk about Pebble Beach 2018. And if there's something wrong with your car, it's not running right, you got a complaint, well, we've got the doctor, the Swami, with us, Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lord. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least four women who Christine Blasey Ford said was at the high school party in the 80s when she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh say they have no recollection of the party. Kavanaugh friend and colleague Sarah Fagan, a Republican strategist, tells ABC's This Week there's no reason for them to testify.
When someone comes forward and says, it didn't happen, I don't have any recollection of it, I wasn't there, the party didn't happen, I'm not certain what questioning will be of value, she's the one who needs to be heard from.
There's a tentative agreement for Ford to testify Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegation against Kavanaugh. Details are still being negotiated. Kavanaugh denies any allegations. China has summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing and postponed joint military talks to protest new sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. The U.S. acted after Beijing bought Russian fighter jets and a surface-to-air missile system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we celebrate the 68th annual Pebble Beach Conquer Delegance. My daughter Lucy saying goodbye in the background, and boy, it's a busy time out there. Just checking in on the Motor Trend feed, and there's an awful lot of people on the lawn, even though they've put the price up, Mark. Absolutely remarkable, the number of people, but I hope you sure one of these days get, you know, maybe they'll have a special 1916 Chevrolet class, and you'll get it in for on that year in a restoration, non-restored form, the restoration class, because I'd love to see you get on there.
Indeed. What an honor to have that there to share it with everybody. You know, Bob, it's, every time we do take it out, I actually had it in a show here, and they asked me to put it in, we did, and represented the high mileage engine formula oil. And, you know, the car's the star, period. It has nothing to do with who owns it, where it's sitting. The car's the star, no matter where I take it. I took it to the Chevrolet dealership here, the largest one. They were doing an all Chevrolet car show, and they called and they said, can you bring that car? Because it's all for only Chevrolets. And I said, sure. So I pulled it out, put it on the trailer, and took it down there. And, of course, Amy, she had really, at that point, never really been with me, my wife, at a car show where you sit and you spend the day answering questions. You know? And I towed it down there. I have a little 57 Chevy half-ton pickup that's all original, too, with rust and patina on it, and I'm leaving it that way. I just basically kept it all mechanical so I can get in it at any time, start it up, and have fun, you know, drive it, share it with folks. I used the 57 Chevy pickup to tow the 16 down there, and so I was at the Chevy pickup answering questions and all that, and then she was over 16, and I did that purposely so she'd be overwhelmed because it just stops people in their tracks. And then what's really neat about it is the age group of people, we get all kinds of ages, from 18, 20 year olds all the way up to people that are in their wheelchairs come over to it. And they tell you stories. You know, the ones that tell you the stories are the folks in the wheelchairs. The 85 and 90 year old people tell you stories, and, you know, and the stories are unbelievable. It's life. It just makes you feel like your life is so easy because these people are telling us that, you know, their parents couldn't afford a car like that, you know, and it just goes on and on and on. Of course, with spoke wheels on it, to drive it on these paved roads, so you have to hose the wheels down, get them wet. If I don't get the wood wheel spokes really wet, the reason you do that, because the roads don't give, they're not dirt. Back in the day, the dirt roads would give, and the wheel wouldn't. Well, today, the roads being asphalt and concrete, the wheel gives, so you have to water them down. So, you know, it takes work to drive the car, literally.
Sure, it does, of course.
But it's well worth it, taking it, showing it to people, and representing it for the high-mileage engine formula in the car show. I brought in dirt, and we put it back on the dirt road, and a landscape company donated the dirt, the shrubs, the rattlesnakes, all that, you know.
Rattlesnakes?
Yeah. They're fake ones, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and can you imagine there, you know, here we are, dirt has dust, right? So yeah. I got with the show promoter. I've known him for years. We went to grade school together, junior high. I've known him for all my life, and I says, hey, he asked me, can you bring that car? And I said, sure, but I've been lucky enough to travel around with Bob Long and some of my other friends to other huge, you know, the International Auto Show over there in Frankfurt, and I got to see displays. And what I want to do is I want to rock the boat here to the point of no return, and which will help you. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, I want to bring in dirt and put that car back on a real dirt road, make it look like it's 1916. And he's like, we can't have dirt and dust in here. These guys have got show cars, Mark. These guys have got hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of paint. They don't want dust on their cars. I said, yeah, I understand, but I've got a landscape company that told me they have a non-pluming dirt. There's no dust in their dirt that they're going to bring in. And I've never heard such a thing.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
And he says, well, I've never heard of that. He says, I'll tell you what. He says, if you have that, you can do that, because, yes, we'll be in the news. Will literally make the news if you do that. And I said, I know, and it helps you, and it, of course, helps the car and gets people here to see this car. So definitely the dirt came in, and there was no dust. And I don't know what kind of dirt it is, but anyway, there was no dust. They brought it in, and, of course, you couldn't drive the big dump truck in and just dump it. So we got a crew of people in five-gallon buckets, if you know what I mean, to make a road. Yeah. So,
wow, that's great.
Like I said, the car's the star, and that's, like, you know, I know as we travel the world and see this, it's the, you know, $44 million for the car that just sold and $4 million commission. Now, if that isn't a star, I don't know who is, you know.
I know. Absolutely. Dave Kinney was with us a little bit earlier in a previous hour of the broadcast, and he was telling us about that car and a Duesenberg. There were only two of these made, one for Clark Gable, the old movie star, and the other for Gary Cooper, another old movie star. And this one was Gary Cooper's car, and it was a short wheelbase, supercharged J chassis Duesenberg, and that vehicle went for in excess of $10 million as well. So somebody's making money out there, Mark. Should be you and
I. Yeah, and, you know, the car thing, too. You know, there's so many car companies that started way back when and are no longer around, and they only made so many just two or three cars or 50 cars, and that's what makes them so rare. Where, like, you know, money can buy anything. Well, that's why they're so high priced, because there's only one or two of them out there available. And I got to, you know, say something about the word Tesla. Bob, Tesla, think about that. What Elon, both you and I, you've interviewed Mr. Musk, haven't you, with Tesla back in the day?
Yeah, I have, back in the day when he had his sports car, the original one, based on a Lotus. Yeah.
Yep, remember that? Those days, I have that literally recorded when I interviewed him on cassette tape. I still have that interview. And his dream was to start a car company, and he did. And so these first Teslas that are out there, I mean, you know, can you imagine what they're going to be worth? You and I might not be on the planet when they hit 44 million, but, you know, there's only so many.
Yeah, it depends on how many are made, and that company all hinges on so many things. They wanted to sell 50,000 of their less expensive model, the Model 3, but doesn't look like they're going to even come close to making that quota, and now he's in trouble with the Securities Exchange Commission and is now going to keep the company public instead of going private. So he's a rather controversial gentleman, not unlike our president, and you never know what to expect from Elon Musk, and he certainly has lots of other creative ideas as well. I mean, all the aerospace stuff and train technology and lots of cool stuff.
One thing about it, you know, Bob, too, if you read the story about Henry Ford, he went through some ups and downs, too, but look at where Ford's at, you know.
You're not kidding, and that can be said for lots of people. With God's help, the same thing hopefully will happen to yours truly as I come out of my few years of health problems and money problems, and at least get back at least halfway to where I once was. I'd be pleased with that, Mark. I'm just happy to be feeling better and happy to be on the radio with you. And we're going to step aside for a couple of important messages. When we come back on the other side, if there's something wrong with your car, if it's smelling funky, it's not starting, it's not stopping right, now's the time to get on board. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We've got Mark Evans with us, and he is ASC certified technician, field reporter for the show, and a former Automotive Weekly talk show host. Still does some fill-in from time to time for yours truly, along with Motor Mike Wallace, and lots of great things going on out there at Pebble Beach. I have a mechanical question here, Mark. As you know, recently I have acquired a used vehicle, and you know what it is. It is a Jag S-Type, and everything it has been going fine with it until I got a little bit too close, I believe, to a cement parking stop in a parking space. And unfortunately, when I backed out, it pulled part of the lower pan away and then tried to start pulling the fascia away. So now I've got this headache in front of me, and without the means to fix it. Have you ever worked on an S-Type? Could I possibly just take that whole lower fascia off? The headlights will look funky. They're round headlights. They'll be without the bottom. It's not the bottom part of the headlight, but the headlights will be naked there. But just a little word of caution to folks, because, you know, I'm used to driving sports cars, so I didn't think I got that close to the little stop marker that they have at many places to stop you from going into the next space over, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it got you, that lower chin or lower valance. They're pretty low, and like you say, the curb stoppers, they tend to like to eat those for lunch, Bob. and you found one for some reason that was hungry that day. And I got to ask, what were you drinking at the time?
Well, I wasn't drinking anything. And the car has, it's got sensors built into it. So it was giving me the beep, beep, beep. And it wasn't screaming at me. So
Oh, yeah, because it gets to, the beep gets going faster, and the closer you get, the faster it goes, and then once you finally get there, it's solid beep, and that's when it's a little too late, you've already hit it.
Yeah, and well, unfortunately, of course, mine being the year that it is, the parking sensors are probably not working correctly, and I never get,
I get
that halt sound.
Yeah, they get, actually the eye on the sensors get dirty, so they can't, they get, the lens gets fogged up with dirt, and they don't read, like you say, correctly. But a lot of that, that front facial, it's easier than you think, actually. A lot of that on the cars today, especially the, well, you and I were talking a couple weeks ago, and I was working on a S-Type just to get the washer bowl out, and you had to undo inner fenders and all that stuff, and some of the rocker panel had to be undone. So what holds all that stuff together, I hate to say it, because the cost of a very nice luxury car is pretty expensive, but what holds that stuff together is just plastic buttons. And I have special tools that actually, it's a smooth type head on the button that pushes through the two pieces to hold the lower chin spoiler on, or the lower balance. So they're designed to pop off. What's happened to you? That's what it's designed to do in case you do what you did. And so it just basically kind of pulls and pops those buttons and breaks the plastic buttons and out of their hole, and there you are. It's just hanging there. And that's probably what you're seeing, is that lower balance is just hanging. So if you talk to the, and everybody can do this. This is the easiest way to figure out what you have without ever tearing a car apart. Just call the dealer. Tell them you're making model. Best thing to do is give them the last 8 of your VIN. Say, hey, go to the parts person, parts side of the dealership. Say, hey, here's, I got the last 8. That's how you start the conversation. I got the last 8 of the VIN. Can you possibly send me a picture, email me a picture of the lower valance innards? And they will literally send you 3 to 4 pages of pictures of how the lower valance and everything in the front end of that jag is put together. And then you can see. And then just tell the parts guy, hey, by the way, I hit the curb stopper, ate my lower valance. And they'll laugh, of course, because that happens all the time. They'll say, oh, you need part number, you know, SYJ22. It's 32 buttons. It's $8.95. Or in this case, Bob, sorry, jag, it's $185. So, and it's plastic buttons. But I, again, I had to pull this. I was just on a Chevy Avalanche the other day. I was taking those tools out again just to pull the plastic buttons out, so not to damage paint and all that, just to get the coverings off to get to the park, the headlight, the driving running light, in order to get just to a $7.94 bulb. I had to pull a lot of those plastic butts out. And when I did, what did I have was a whole bunch of loose front end, literally. So, yeah. You know, back in the day, we had these cast iron steel cars. They didn't think about it at the impact zone. They said, the heavier the steel, the more you're going to stop yourself from getting hurt. Well, no, that's not the case. More steel you have, if you hit something head on, you're going to go towards the impact. They learned that. So now today, with all the cars, they turn it into plastic, fiberglass, and plastic. The buttons, the foam behind your bumper on that jag is just a big piece of styrofoam. And it absorbs that impact. That's what it, and that is better. It's causing people not to, you know, no, we don't have as many deaths today as we used to because of that. So that's why it's all plastic. And I've heard so much, a lot of people say, well, how come these cars are all plastic and fiberglass? How cheaply made they are. Well, it's for safety. So, and sometimes it's aggravating working on them because I have to pull out the whole entire lower balance and all your driving lights, the balance from left to right, and the right front fender Chevy Traverse. The inner fender, half of the fender's got to be disconnected from the grill. It's many hours just to put a headlight bulb in. So, but it's plastic. It's plastic, but that's all you got going on. So it's an easier fix than you think, and cheaper fix, too.
Good. So I hope so.
You got to have the look, man. That's what you're driving. You got to have, that's what you bought. You want the look, you want the style. Don't take and throw anything away or hang it up in the garage, you know. Put her back on and And don't get the gray duct tape out. Don't do that to me.
Very good. I'll remember that one. Well, Pebble Beach is reaching its moment of when they're going to announce the best of show, if they haven't already done so. It's an exciting time out there in Monterey. And when you look at the crowds there for 2018, and even with that inflated ticket price, I mean, it's a pretty, you know, decent amount of space. I mean, it's not a huge football stadium, but still it can hold quite a few number of people, and it looks like it's jam-packed.
It does look like it. I really am honored, Bob, to sit here with you and talk about it live, because you and I did that for many years, and the only thing we're missing here is that you and I, we can't smell the seaweed. You know, Angus and those guys and Joe, they can all smell the seaweed, because the backdrop that we see here is, of course, the kayakers in the back and the ocean and all, and Carmel, and beautiful, relaxing area. And I'm glad it's not raining on all our friends. So, but it's a good thing. These people that are going to win the best show, their price of their vehicle doubles instantly. So, I wonder if they're going to keep it. Wonder if they are going to get an offer. You know, real quick story. I had a gentleman. I was way back in the '96 year. I was sitting in the Chrysler area. They had, you know, over on the 14th fairway, Chrysler had their tent set up. They had their new concept cars there, where you'd only see them at Pebble for the first year. And I was sitting there on the champagne was going around, you know, and they had the jazz music on, and I was sitting there. The tent had fern trees, and, you know, just very relaxing, and sitting on the couch reading all my bios of all the people that I was going to interview, you know, that weekend. And there was a beautiful 32 Mercedes Type B sitting in front of me, a black one, and a gentleman sat next to me on the other end of the couch. And I said, "Beautiful car, huh?" You know, I just kind of saying hi to him as I'm studying my bios. He says, "Yeah, you ought to buy that. Well, there's a little for sale sign there, very little. It said $1.2 million. He said, "You ought to buy that." I says, "Well, yeah, it'd be great to have that car, and you know, all that." Anyway, he says, "Yeah, that's my car." So long story short, he ended up selling the car, and they took it back to Pebble Beach and ended up doubling his money. The new person bought it. So did real well.
Well, the time just flew as usual. We'll have you back with us real soon, Mark. And in the meantime, thank you so much for all your expertise today. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.